So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kol echad v'harad vaz v'simin reish me'malav chelak dalet polad al zev v'zeh l'shono. Im ispallu asara kol echad b'yechidi, parach minayu kadesh u'kidusha kid da'amrina gabe birkas ha'mazon, l'kamon v'simin kuf tzari dalet sif alif, v'chivan de farach minayu, af agav sh'achar kach nischaberu asara, inam yicholim l'achazur l'hispallu b'kadesh u'kidusha, v'imchazru v'hispallu ha'vibrachal v'atal ayin sham, v'huva dvarav b'kitzer b'magin avram, v'sifr magin giboru v'chayodam heviu dvarav l'halacha. The Radvaz disagrees with the premise of the Shulchan Aruch, and he writes that if 10 people already, each person daven b'yechidus, then they could no longer say Kaddish and Kedusha, like we find by benching. Once they've already benched, so even if they gather together subsequently, they can no longer say Kaddish and Kedusha again. And if they do, then it's a bracha levatala. Uvetshuvas haramasim and peidalu derech achayim dine barchos gimel mashma defosek hashulchan aruch. Other achronim disagree, and they assume like the shulchan aruch. Achim vetshuvas chasim sofer chilek or achayim simin yudzayin kasav dechinam a dvar ke haradvaz achin gam la haradvaz yom yeshachad mehem shalom hispalel adayin yachol lefros al shema vegam leirid lifnei hateva ach lo yispalel mitchila hatfila belachash rak yispalel tichef hatfila bekoram devechay gavna lo shayech parachovas tfila minayu deharib shulatzma omer vechin kasav amag. So even though the Chasam Sofer says that most of us follow the Radvaz, but even the Radvaz himself says that if there's one person who has not yet daven, he could be Poreis al Shema, he could also be Yor Lifnei Ateva, but he can't daven Belachash, but rather he has to daven right away Bekoram, because in that case the idea that the Chovas Atfila left is not relevant. There's even one person there who has not yet been Yotze Yischiyov. Then he can recite. The one person can daven on his behalf because of the principle of Kol Yisrael Rivim Zebazeh. But Omer Kaddish Ayin Le'el B'Simin Nundalad B'Hagad Tzarech Lomer Mitchila Ktsas Pesukim Yotzer Or After Vizmaninu Kulam Bekiyin Ve'in Tzarech Levirkas Amevarek Sheyotzein BeHabracha. Even though today we don't need the bracha to be recited because we all know how to make the brachas ourselves. The Chol Shekain Lefim Ma'ad Ayrei HaMechaber Shekfar Berchu Kulam Kol Echad Bifnei Atzman. Certainly today that everyone's already recited their own bracha. Kol Makom Sfir Le'el HaMechaber. We say Yotzor so we don't appear like heretics. Because if no one's going to respond to the bracha, then it looks like we don't believe in Hashem. And therefore, we say Yotzor out loud and we respond to the chazan. Once you've already said Baruch Hashem Hamvorach, it no longer has the appearance of Kfira, and the same is true when it comes to Birkas HaTorah. Kemo b'shachris, rotza lomar afim kulam kfar hispalalu kol echad b'fnei atzma, even if each one already davened, v'lo noaguchin, kosav ha'prim agadim, nire v'adayim yesh echad shelo hispal adayin marav, if there's been a person who has not yet davened marav, yachol la'amod b'fnei ha'amod, im tisha shehispalu v'yomar barchu b'koram, v'gam yomar habracha rishona b'koram v'yotzei af lahamechaber. Then he could stand up there with nine people who've already daven, and he could say barchu out loud, and he would be yotzei. V'avsher diyuch alomar gam ken akadish shekodim shmona esrei ad kam l'shono. He could even recite the kadish before shmona esrei. Deleik akadish mishem barchu l'chudei lo kaptinu kolkach. We're not so machmed about having six people who have not yet davened just for barchu. V'yafagav devikatzas mekolmos omrim shlosha psukim v'kadish kodim barchu ba'arves. And even though in certain places they say three psukim before the Kaddish, they say before Mariv. Zehu rak minhag ba'alma v'lo kaptinan b'hai Kaddish, ma she'in kein Kaddish ha'achar yishtavak shachris, shu minhag kadmonim kaptinan tfei. So that's just a minhag ba'alma to say those psukim, but for the Kaddish b'hai shachris, that's a real halacha. U'kidusha ayin b'hagab ha'samach shemesayim kol ha'tfila gamkein, v'ayin le'el b'siv katan alef, de'daz ha'radvaz, de'in linhog din over lefnei ha'teva, ela imkein yish b'hem al kopanim, echad shalo hispalel adayin. So the Radvaz says that we're not nohei this halach of over lifnei hateva unless there's at least one person who has not yet daven. V'chazav magen avram mihu nirali de'im ein sham shisha shelo hispalalu lo yispalal shliach tzibur balachash rak yaschem miad v'koram de'ikra kavana b'hachazara b'zehu rak yishem kedusha v'yomer hagimel rishonos b'koram b'asher balachash avo kesheyish rov minyan heim kemo tzibur gomer v'ayin b'ver halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't have six people who have not yet daven, so then the chazan shouldn't daven quietly, but rather you should start out loud, because the primary kavana is when you is for kedusha. Nikra over ve'inza matzui kehayom yishum deregilin lifros al shema b'shul hamisachrin lavo achar gemar siyim shmon esrei balachash kodem shemaskal hashliach tzibur hatfila b'koram b'yotzen al yado inyan hakedusha utzrichan li zoher be'ishem miskabtsin azbeth b'fesach b'isakneses. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not very common to do this today because everyone gathers for Shema for those people who came late to Shul after Shemona Esrei was already concluded, but before the Chazan started the Chazaras Hashatz. If the person came after Shemona Esrei, then you can be Porei Sal Shema. Shalosh Shema. Im Shama Meha'ulim Batorah Dai Ve'in Chozrim Bishvilo Im Lo Shehu Omer Ata Kodem Birkas Yotzer Or Az Mutter Lifros Bishvilo Kum Shkasav Debereisha Semen Ayin Shem. Again, if you already heard Baruch and the Brachos because of Birkas HaTorah, he would not have to repeat it. Mutav Sheyifros Ha'achshev Noagu Shal Yolam Ha'avilim Porsim Shema Va'afilu Shamu Ve'yesh Acher Shalosh Shama Ve'inenu Nachon Kin Kosav Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes that the minhag that people have that Bezman HaZeh that Avilim are Porei Sal Shema, even if other people have already heard it, is not appropriate. Avil Aprima Gadim Yishev HaMinhag Yishev De'in Penai Levake Yishish Yodea Be'in Tfilas Shmona Esrei Balachash Avil Vada Yim Yish Penai Yish Misha Yodea Avil Ois Palei Aray Shehu Yifros. The Prima Gadim tries to justify the minhag and says that it's very difficult to find a person at the time before you start Chazaras HaShatz who has not yet heard Shema Shmona Esrei Kedusha, but if you have such a person available, then obviously it's better to not be Porei Sal Shema. Yicholon Lahafsik Vilalachas Ledarkam Misha Iker Haya Rak Mishvil HaKedusha, so they could pause after the first three brachos and then go on their way, because the whole point of being Porei Sal Shema was for reciting Kedusha. Sheyashlim tefillah. So, Rotzon Lomar, the Kol Shekein Delo Yafsik Bazeh Mikeven Sha Tefillah Tzricha Lo Bishvil Atzmo Latzeis Bazeh Yedei Tefillah. Since you need to pause for the sake of Shemona Esrei, Afa Pisha Al Yedei Zeh Yitztarech Acharkach Likro Rak Kriyas Shema Velo Yismoch Ke'ul Tefillah, even though he's only going to be able to say Shema and he won't be able to be so Me'ul Tefillah. Ulefize Adam Shedesacher Lavo Leves HaKnesses Velo Shama Baruchu Kedusha. Guy comes late to Shul, he doesn't hear Baruchu and Kedusha. He's concerned that there's not going to be a minion in shul when he comes for davening. So he's permitted to come and be over lifnei hateva in order to daven shmona esrei, so he could say kedusha. Then he could say shema with the brachos without davening shmona esrei. The Magen Avraham says that it's not appropriate to say kedusha for the to forfeit the mitzvah being so mekul latila. Therefore, you're better davening in order. And if you happen to get a minion later on for kedusha, then that's fine. You have to say baruchu again for the latecomers. You can't pause in the middle. Yatzu harishonim. Same would be true if you daven in a shul at a fixed time. If there are multiple minyanim, then you don't need to be so many. Then you don't have to be Porei Sal Shema because you can catch baruchu by the next minyan. The second chazan can be motzi the people who come later. So the Mishnah Berurah says that practically you only need the chazan up there for kaddish and baruchu anyway, because we know how to do davening ourselves, so we don't need the chazan there for the whole thing. Harishon kasa b'mishpatei Shmuel she'im harishonim hotziu sefer Torah v'karuva in minagul hashniyim lahotzi sefer Torah pam acheres v'likrosba v'nosan laz Tam shehu mishem pegamo shel sefer Torah shemayom shematzu psul b'sefer Torah rishonim emnechach hotziu shnia. If you took out one Torah to read from, you should not take out a second Torah because people are going to think there's something wrong with the first one. Avyafim he sefer Torah zo atzmo mikol makom shemayom harishonim shacheres he shehotziu mishem psul shematzu barishona v'gam sheish pegam la rishonim shayom shelo yatzu yedei kriya. They're going to think that they weren't yotze with the first one. Mehay taima emholchwa rishonim leveisam kemo avasikem oshu mekom kviyas sheyispalu pamayim zacherzen kpeida. So therefore, if you have an early minyan like a vasika minyan where people leave shul afterwards, or you have multiple minyanim one after another, then we're not makbet about that. Really don't have to be concerned for these for this issue, unless it's within the same minyan and it's one after another. Here, where there are multiple minyanim going on, we don't have to be concerned for the pagam of the Sefer Torah. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the Beis tomorrow.